Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. So exciting. If you have big plans this weekend, what are you thinking? There's no big plans. Everyone just stay home, hunker down, enjoy your family, whatever it is you do in your home. Clean, I don't know, do chores, whatever. Laundry, get the laundry done, the kitchen cleaned up, you know, all the stuff. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Keith Urban. You still have time to kick off 2021 with Keith Urban. Till today at 10 a.m., go to RadioAlice.com/contest to sign up for your chance at a private stream performance tomorrow, January 9th. Plus, you could win a virtual meet and greet with Keith. RadioAlice.com/contest. Get signed up before 10 a.m. today.
I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so black and white. He's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color.
Don't be blue, girl. Come I'm not on, girl. China. So tonight, there is something called Just for One Day, and it's a David Bowie virtual tribute that's happening. Duran Duran is one of the bands that's going to be playing it just for one day.
I like those guys, so I'd be interested to see how they sound. I don't know if they're good live, but they're great. They made some good records.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, because everyone's performing from remote places, who knows what anyone is doing as far as live performances. I actually have the song that they're going to do tonight. So I guess you could hear the produced version of it and compare it to the one tonight and see if it's exactly the same. Duran Duran did a, they're calling it here, a blazing cover of David Bowie's 5 Years. And so we get to have a little snippet of that right now just to get everyone psyched for the concert tonight.
So many mothers sighing.
Blazing.
News. That's not the adjective I would have used. Not so far, anyway.
Right.
Here we go. Since Rolling Stone.
News guy wept and told us.
How about crawling?
Was really plodding. Dying.
Right.
Steadily moving
cried
forward.
So much, his face was wet. Then I knew he wasn't lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse, had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store, everything in there. All the fat, skinny people.
Wow, that's good, that's good.
It sounds good. And what I was thinking, though, is because you obviously would get to choose your song, a singer knows their range and what is going to work for their style.
Where their punch is. What's their wheelhouse?
Clearly, because frankly, I didn't know this song.
Yeah, no, I
know
I actually
a ton
didn't know
of David Bowie.
I know. I'm a big fan. I was like, let's hear this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a blazing cover, but that's what Rolling Stone is calling it. And actually, if you want more info on this, it's $2 to watch this stream. And it is for Save the Children, which Bowie had supported in the past. Obviously, he's passed away horribly. This would have been his 74th birthday today. Boy George, Adam Lambert, Michael C. Hall, that's Dexter. Mott the Hooples, Ian Hunter, Trent Reznor, Billy Corgan, and a gajillion more. Like I was telling you yesterday, I think it was Taylor Momsen got added. Ricky Gervais, who is going to do something with this. Maybe he's hosting it. There's a lot of people who are participating in this evening, including like a super group called Gary Barlow and Ground Control. It's one of the guys from Slipknot, Foo Fighters, Jane's Addiction. That's all been added to the lineup. So
the Slipknot singer, while he's known in Slipknot for his screaming, actually can really sing. Like, he's excellent. So I bet they'll do a great song.
I don't have songs attached to what everybody's doing, but you know, that's part of the mystery, right? So I'm not sure what time this is happening. I think though that once you have signed up for it, you can stream it beginning whenever you're ready. Although I'm not positive. Tickets for the live stream are on sale. They're $2. It's a $2. Can you imagine that? $2 super concert. That's where we're at in the world today. And all the money is going to go to Save the Children, which Bowie supported with funds from his 50th birthday concert at Madison Square Garden in 97. But that's an interesting thing that is happening this evening. And if you're a Bowie fan, maybe it's a don't miss for you. For $2, all right. You know, take a chance. New music today. Just a couple things. Passenger, that's the Hobbit guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
What's his song? Why can't I think of it?
He's you let it go.
Yes, yeah, that.
When you're a hobbit walking down the road. So this guy, this is his 13th album.
What?
I know. I said the same thing. What?
Jane, I thought Jane discovered this guy. He's been around for years, huh?
Apparently so.
Miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low.
Or hanging in the shire drinking butter beer. So songs for the drunk and brokenhearted.
Aww.
Is the name of his new record, his 13th record. Songs for the drunk and brokenhearted. We'll have to see if he can follow up the Let Her Go success.
All right, here. The title track here.
Okay.
Where sorrows come to drown, your heart's a lead balloon. As you sink another one down, I know it numbs the way you feel. Blurs what is right and what is real. And there's no love left you can steal.
It's completely inoffensive.
Come on, Jane, text me. I'm waiting. What do I say?
I need to know if I like this.
We like it. We like it. We like it. I'm going out on a limb saying we like it.
I need my marching orders, Jane. Write me now.
All right, there's one. Did you pull another off of
it? Yeah, of course I did.
All right.
Remember to forget.
Oh, okay. My deal, yeah. But I wanted if you would. Help me remember to forget. Really, that you gotta love that voice.
I love it.
I was gonna say I'd like it better if it was Jack Johnson, but you know he's okay too.
I like it better if somebody else.
His voice so distracting. I mean, it's not that he's got a good voice. It's just sort of distractingly weird.
It's okay. It's unique. Can't right. be like everybody
got
else.
Him in the cave.
Did Jane tell you to say that? Because I still haven't gotten.
Yeah, no, I haven't got my marching orders from
reading
yet
my
either.
Copy points right now.
Right. Okay. Do you have another, or do you want to move on?
I have another one here. It's okay. He seems very somber here, for all the songs. This one's called. Nothing Aches Like a Broken Heart.
Oh, all right.
Long and winding roads, places to be and people to see, but never sure of where to go. So many ways, so many choices.
This is
so
the hit, you guys.
Sweet and soothing voices, none of them hurt. No, none of them hurts. For nothing aches like a broken heart.
Aww.
Lying awake in the lonely dark.
Oh, listen to this. Jane has checked in, everyone.
Okay. Right.
We didn't discover him. Ed Sheeran did.
Oh, we have Ed Sheeran to thank for this guy.
Ed found him while he was busking on the street.
And now we have him.
Right.
Thank you, Ed. That just goes to show you the power of Ed Sheeran right there, everyone.
Jane discovered him by a degree of separation.
Right, because Ed called her and said, hey, yes, Jane, I'd love it if you'd play this one guy I found. It's his 12th album. Let's go ahead and give him a chance.
And I would bet money that Jane has texted directly between Ed Sheeran
Friendly. They were friends before he was big. Yes.
Right.
She broke him. We have Jane to thank for Ed and Ed to thank for passenger. Thank you, Ed. And thank you, Jane. All right, moving on. Okay. I'm getting some smiles and laughing from Jane. we got there's only one BG left, right?
It's the main one, right?
It's Barry. The lion guy. He's got a record out today. It's called Greenfields, the Gibb Brothers Songbook Volume 1. So it's a collection of country and bluegrass versions of classic Bee Gees songs with a lineup of guest performers including Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, Dolly Parton, Sheryl Crow, Little Big Town, Olivia Newton-John, Alison Krauss. So it's their songs performed with him and others. So let's
countrified.
Apparently so. Bluegrassified. What do you got there for me? This does not sound like bluegrass to me.
Oh no. This is the first one is called Words of a Fool.
I gaze in your eyes.
That sounds like Keith Urban.
You're not inside. Just a picture of someone.
I don't think I know the original version of this. Tell me some of the names of the songs.
I like this.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
I really like this one, too. The three I pulled, this is Words of a Fool. The next one's going to be Words by Dolly Parton. I'm not sure. And the third one, I've Got to Get a Message to You. That one features Keith Urban, if you want to hear that one.
I want to hear the Dolly one.
All right, here's the Dolly.
Okay. So these are Bee Gees songs done by other artists.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me.
Oh boy.
This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you how.
She still got it, man. I love her voice.
Yeah, it's
all right,
called
so these
Works.
Are Bee Gees songs performed by other people. Go ahead and give me the last one you pulled.
I've got to get a message. See, this is Keith Urban here.
Hold on, one more.
That Barry Gibb.
That's Barry Gibb.
Oh my God, he sounds just like a Gibb.
He's channeling.
All right, there you go. If you're a Bee Gees fan, maybe
I like that first one. It's the best of all the three.
Very pretty. Well, it was fully countrified, you know. So this is Greenfields, the Gibb Brothers Songbook Volume 1, which indicates that perhaps we'll get a Volume 2 on this too. Oh, here's the first song.
Mm-hmm.
Who's singing this?
Jason Isbell.
Oh, okay. Is he from Little Big Town?
I'm not sure. Let's look that up.
And nothing can change my memory. Like a wise man, I patiently wait. No matter
the 400 unit.
Oh, I've never heard of
former member of Drive-By Truckers.
Oh,
okay. I've heard of them.
Also today, there is a deluxe version of Taylor Swift's album Evermore that is streaming. It has two bonus tracks, mm-hmm. and that's so. Unless you had bought, I think if you bought the album, you got these tracks from the get go. But today is the first day that they're available for streaming, and they're calling it a re-release, the deluxe version. So, what are the two bonus tracks? And let's have a listen.
The first one is "Right Where You Left Me."
Friends break up, friends get married, strangers get born, strangers get buried. Trends change, rumors fly through new skies, but I'm right where you left me. Matches burn after the other, pages turn and stick to each other. Wages earned and lessons learned, but I'm right where you left me. Help, I'm still at the restaurant, still sitting in a corner I haunt. Cross-legged in the dim light, they say what a sad sight. I swear you could hear a hairpin drop right when I felt the moment stop.
Glass is that a banjo? On the
white sure sounds like sounds it, like, doesn't yeah. This is about as country as she's sounded in 5 years.
Dust collected on my pinned up hair. They expected me to find somewhere, some perspective, but I sat and stared right where you left me. You left me, no.
Wow, this is, I like that.
Me too.
So that's one of the bonus tracks that's streaming now. And what's the other one?
It's Time to Go.
By the way, people are saying they're theorizing on this particular song that this is a dig at Scooter Braun. So I don't know if we can hear that in this or not, but let's take a listen and see.
When it's time to go, years at your job, then the son or the boss gets the spot that was yours. We're trying to save for the kids when keeping it how it is will only break their hearts worse. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in your soul. You know when it's time to go. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the
really
brave
like
thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing.
I'm not hearing anything particularly mm-hmm. Scooter Braun related, but you know, we're not looking to listen to the whole song either, so. Unless Jane says, you know, then we'll. I like that little country number.
I like my digs more blatant. How about that?
Yeah. I like, I really, you
Scooter,
know.
You're a dick.
Right. I
How
scooted
about
across
that?
The
that
floor.
Line?
Smacked you down, you know, something like that. Anyway, that is, those are the two bonus tracks that are now available to stream from Taylor Swift's Evermore.
All right.
Got a couple new Kings. Oh, jeez. Oh, no, it's only 22, not 27. Phew. Kings of Leon are back. I got a couple new songs from them. This is, let's see, their new album's on the way. In anticipation of their first full length in 5 years, they are sharing two new songs. They're called The Bandit and 100,000 People. Did you like these, Bryn?
I thought they were okay.
Okay, let's have a listen. Which
Here's
one
The Bandit.
Okay. Sounds just like it.
Yep, same sound.
Yep.
Like
Sex
it okay.
on Fire.
Yeah, it's you know, we haven't. I feel like we haven't heard the hook yet.
Right.
But it's just, you know, musically it sounds very like their drummer is a really interesting drummer, very unorthodox. I find it really hard to play along with.
And oh, that's how you know you've
that's
tried
how
to
I
play
know.
Them.
Well,
okay.
Sure. I mean, like
Who notices that? Oh, because you tried to
play
it.
Well, if you sit down and play along, you know, you put headphones on and try to play drums with stuff. You know how people do. 100,000 People is the other song that's been released today. Here we go. Dream. Give what you want.
The thing about these guys that's trippy is for the longest time, they were the biggest band that hadn't made it yet. And they were getting brought out on, like, I think U2 picked them to go out on tour. And they were sort of expected to go big. But then they did. But for a long time, they hadn't. And then that album, the Sex on Fire is, I think, the song you mentioned. Yeah. And then they fell freaking apart. Like, they had the longest run-up for success. You'd think they'd have been ready,
right?
And then they got it and fell completely apart,
right? That song is in 7/8. I don't know. Tommy Igo will tell me. That song is a 7 count. 1, 2.
Yeah, I saw you counting that.
4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's crazy. Like, that drummer is just crazy. Like, you don't. It's hard to keep your head going with it. It's like, oh, wait, I'm off. Hold on. Tommy, text me. There you go. That's it. And then I'm out of time. So, Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Oh, I have a lot. Actually, I don't know that I've done any stories really yet. So we'll talk about how we've handled our money the last year. Vacations this year, which are starting. It's starting to worry me.
Oh, boy. Don't be worried. You can
how
do
often
it.
Do you
can
clean your
Hawaii.
Cell phone and more after these?
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.